Good morning. How's everybody doing? Happy Monday. Hey, one quick announcement this morning before we begin. On behalf of the St. Benedict Forum, they'd like to invite you to a lecture tonight at 7 o'clock in Moss Auditorium entitled Gay and Christian. There's going to be a couple different speakers that are going to be talking, and we are lucky enough this morning to have one of those speakers with us. I'd like to introduce to you Eve Tushnet. And Eve is a popular blogger and author, and she's going to share a little bit of her heart with us this morning. So would you please welcome with me Eve.
Hello. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Thank you all for inviting me. I'd like to talk about something that we hear really often and constantly to the point that it can become kind of drained of meaning, which is God loves you. And people will say this over and over again. God loves you, Jesus loves you, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son, and it becomes almost a background noise in our spiritual lives. And so there can come times, I think, in every Christian life, almost every Christian life, where it becomes very hard to sort of really believe and internalize and know that God cherishes you. That God doesn't just love you in a sort of intellectual sense, that it's not just sort of my idea of God loves my grandmother's idea of me, but that when God looks upon you, he looks upon you with delight and cherishes you in all of your, in whatever your situation happens to be. There are a lot of things that can make it harder for us to see this. Our own sins certainly can. Our own doubts and confusions, unchosen personal circumstances, suffering, our family background, especially as if you were raised Christian, often if you're trying to develop a faith that is your own and not your parents. But also when we fail to have some kind of accomplishment that we were really deeply striving for, whether it's you start realizing that your college career is not actually going to work out, or that this relationship is going nowhere and you're sort of confused and terrified, your friendships are having trouble. In those moments, it can often be really difficult to see, to sort of experience God's love as a love that sees you individually and cherishes you. So there are a lot of things that people can do when they're in this situation that would make it somewhat easier to see God as someone who looks on us in all of our sort of ridiculousness and catastrophe with tenderness. But here are some of the things that I have found helpful. One is putting myself, and there are going to be three short things, I think. One is putting myself in a situation where I can experience beauty. Maybe especially the beauty of nature, because that's really directly God as creator, and if he created all that stuff, he also clearly created me, that's why I'm here. That can make it, I think, a little easier to see yourself as part of a world that has beauty and purpose. Places where things are broken. If you see a rusting pipe jutting out against a winter sky and you suddenly notice, like, that is really beautiful. Or a splintering porch railing. Any place where you can see that human projects have failed, and yet God is sort of taking his world back and turning even these splinterings, rusts, breaking places into physical beauty. But also, you know, gardens. Music, I think often in music, eternity kind of enters into time. We're taken out of the rack of circumstances and the sort of everything that we're dealing with, and we're placed in a mindset that is outside of time in some ways. So anywhere that you can really be in the presence of beauty. Forms of worship where you don't really have to do anything, I find very powerful. For me as a Catholic, Eucharistic adoration is probably the biggest one of these. You just go, most people pray, most people kneel, but you don't really have to do either of those things. You just go and they have the Eucharist there and you just are in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. For people who are not Catholic, there are going to be other ways of finding spaces to worship where all you have to do is show up. You don't have to think anything. You don't have to say anything. You just sort of like exist in God's presence. I think kneeling is often helpful in that situation because it does give you more of a sort of child's eye perspective, but you don't have to. So finding the places where you can really worship simply by being there and not expecting anything of God and not expecting anything of yourself, I find very powerful. And then the final thing, This is going to come in short. The final thing that I have found to be particularly helpful is service to others. If you look at someone who is in a situation of suffering, someone who is doubting or confused, someone who is in a situation of ongoing sin, and you're serving them, you're going to look at them with a look of love. You're going to cherish them. You're going to just very sincerely be able to say I love you and cherish you. And it will become obvious to you, at least for me, it has often then become obvious that as much as I cherish the person that I'm serving, God loves and cherishes them so much more. You do a sort of, a friend of mine described this as paying mercy forward, which I think is true. But it's also a sort of perspective shift where you're sort of convincing yourself, but you look at this other person, you see the image of God shining forth from their face, and then you can also see yourself in their circumstances, in their sufferings. You can see that the two of you are in some way parallel, and through that, you can begin to see God working in your life and to see the image of God in yourself as well. I think we underestimate sometimes how hard it can be to feel the truths that we are required to accept as part of our faith. And perhaps one of the hardest ones is developing a relationship with God that is calm and peaceful and based in trust that whatever we do and whatever our circumstances are, His look of love and tenderness toward us will not change. If we put ourselves in situations where we can have that calm, peaceful tenderness to others, we begin to understand that it might be possible for God to have it to us. I am super early, so I am not sure if I wrote way too little here. So maybe you all can get out a little early, but go in peace.